You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
You know, from time to time, we've talked an awful lot about Alzheimer's disease in Canada, in Ontario, here in Toronto, around the world as well. I should mention my own personal interest in this. I'm an active volunteer with the Canadian Society and the international group as well. And one of the things that is always in the back of the minds of many of us in this battle is to get national governments to pay attention to dementia issues, to develop a national strategy, something the Alzheimer's Society of Canada, in fact, has been saying for many years. Well, yesterday at the Canadian Medical Association convention in Yellowknife, the Canadian doctors voted unanimously for that kind of strategy. And they're trying to do what he can to convince doctors to vote the way they did was Naguib Gouda, who's the CEO of the Alzheimer's Society of Canada. Naguib, welcome back to Zoomer Radio.
Thank you, Dale.
You must have a bit of a smile on your face today after that experience yesterday.
I have a huge smile on my face, Dale. This is a very powerful and influential body, and their endorsement is it's a fantastic boost to our organization and to our movement to get a national dementia plan. It provides so much weight to our argument mm-hmm. that a national plan is required, and it'll help us mobilize others as well towards our cause. So it wasn't such hard work, actually. These doctors are quite clear and quite convinced of the need.
Well, they can look at the facts and figures the same way that we can, and they know what a growing problem it is.
They do, and not only do they see that with their patients, there's no discrimination with this disease, so they also almost without exception had stories about their loved ones, their friends, spouses, parents, brothers, sisters. This disease touches everybody, and they know it, and they know that this problem is just getting bigger and bigger with the changing demographic with the baby boomers.
I think it was ironic as well, Andre Picard, the longtime medical expert of the Globe and Mail, wrote a story about the incoming new president of the CMA, Anna Reid.
Yes.
And she told this story, apparently quite emotional story, about her mom and her dad. Her mom got in the same hospital a good, solid treatment for her physical ailment. Her dad, quite the opposite, and he's suffering from Alzheimer's disease in the same hospital.
Absolutely, and we spoke about that. I had a chance, privilege to talk to her, and of course, her life is going to change as she moves to Ottawa. Not full time, but spends a lot of time in Ottawa, and of course, that makes the care more complex. But she's got, obviously, given her profession, she's got it well under control. She's lucky that she knows the healthcare system and is able to access what is needed for those around her.
Well, sure, and for those of us who don't know it as well as a doctor would, we have a bigger problem.
And that's one of the many reasons why we need a plan. I'll tell you, though, that the CA endorsement just adds to the growing chorus of voices. And again, you're right. I have such a big smile on my face.
And you had an opportunity once again to meet with the federal health minister, Leona Glucock.
I did. And actually, I was up there partly on the invitation of the CMA and partly on her suggestion. When we met in May in Ottawa, she urged me to go to the north and learn about the special issues that our Aboriginal people deal with. And it really was a privilege to be up there to meet with her again, to listen to her, but also to understand more of the issues that the Aboriginal people deal with. Interestingly enough, of course, demographics play such a huge role in this disease. For now, it's not as prevalent as it is in other parts of the country, but that will catch up as that population gets older, like the rest of the country. But it was great to see her, and I look forward to speaking to her again in the fall. And we've certainly let her know, but the CMA's...
I bet you did. Yes, I'm sure that you did.
She's the first person I called.
Sorry,
Dale, not you, her.
We were, no, I understand. understand. No, it would be her, not me. I was talking to Dr. David Goldblum a few weeks ago on the occasion of the Mental Health Commission of Canada report, in which it doesn't deal with, it's a mental health document, doesn't deal with dementia, but it had been his hope and others that we talked to at the Mental Health Commission of Canada that someday out of that report would come some kind of strategy for dementia, because it's certainly needed. So maybe it seems to me there's a little momentum building here, dare I say.
Yeah, between the WHO report, I told you about yesterday, thanks to the physicians, what you mentioned in terms of the Mental Health Care Commission, et cetera, there is that momentum, and I feel energized. I especially feel grateful to the doctors of Newfoundland and Labrador who put forward this motion and were the champions behind it before and during the council meeting of the CMA.
Had it been a long-planned resolution, or is it something that came up as doctors discussed various issues?
We had first spoken about it when I was in Newfoundland earlier this year, and of course these resolutions are planned ahead of time. There's a whole process that physicians have to go through. So it was, there's nothing that comes as a surprise. What was most heartwarming to me was that when the motion was put forward and the physician who put it forward spoke about it, there were no questions, there were no arguments, and it was voted instantly and unanimously. All the doctors in that room voted yes. So that was amazing.
Accepted as obvious, and let's get on with it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What in your own mind, and different people have different ways of describing this, what would a national strategy for dementia in Canada look like? Can you give us a bit of a picture?
Absolutely. It's all about coordination. I mean, that's the role that we want to see our federal government play. It's about touching on a number of very, very important issues. The role of caregivers and providing them the support that they need with responsive and timely services, things like additional tax credits, work leaves, home care, et cetera. It's about a focus on and an accelerated investment in research. We have some of the very best researchers in the world right here in Canada.
We do.
And the research investment has to be in line with the social and economic impact of this disease. It is not. We need more funding for research in this country. So that's another huge part of the plan. Raising awareness about many things, including risk reduction. And every time I have a conversation with anybody, be it on the radio, be it one-to-one on the street, wherever, it's all about raising awareness, taking the stigma away. It's about promoting early diagnosis and the management of the disease. And in the case of my time with the Canadian Medical Association and with other healthcare professionals, and there are so many important healthcare professionals, I will soon be talking to nurses, pharmacists, nurse practitioners, et cetera. It's about increasing the skills and the capacity of the dementia healthcare workforce. So, there are really great things happening. I think it's important to understand that healthcare is a provincial matter, so to speak, and that's what we keep hearing from our federal government, but they have a role to play too. And as you, I think, mentioned at the beginning of our chat, we remain the only country, the only G8 country, without a plan. And it's time, it's absolutely time to get a champion, and I'm hoping that Minister Aglukak and Prime Minister Harper will become those champions, and to be that champion for the people living with this disease and their families. And that's what we're here to do.
Naguib, thank you very much for bringing us up to date.
Thank you, Dale.
I'm smiling, too.
Great.
Bye.
Take
for
care.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Naguib Gouda is the CEO of the Alzheimer's Society of Canada. So we'll be following up on that, won't we?
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.